Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the 15-Minute Conundrum. I am your host, Ms. Ricky R. Jones. And for the next 30 minutes, you could have been anywhere, but you chose to be with me, and I truly, truly do appreciate that. You can give a call in to answer tonight's conundrum, 347-826-9723. Press the number 1, that's 347-826-9723, and be involved with the conversation. If you're listening online, welcome. And if you're listening online, you can go to the Hand and Footprints page, which is on Facebook. Or if you are hooked up with me on Facebook as Ricky Jones, you can definitely send me an instant message that way. So those are the ways that you guys can get a hold of me, either call me or send me a message online. So for those of you who are always constant supporters of 15-Minute Conundrum and Hand and Footprints, I truly, truly appreciate it. And those of you, this is your first time listening to the 15-Minute Conundrum, welcome. Could have been anywhere, like I said, but you chose to be here, and I appreciate it. So now, what's the 15-Minute Conundrum? Is exactly that. A conundrum is a confusing and difficult problem or question. And how I normally come up with it is various ways, either through conversations, watching the news, listening to music, having discussions, or just noticing things in and about my travels. And then, you know, I kind of go through that, whatever I come across, and then I bring it to you guys. And tonight is no different. So tonight, of course, the inspiration for this conundrum is this wonderful whole back-to-school thing that's going on. Everybody by now is back to school. Yay, we pray that everybody is having a great and fantastic time thus far. We pray that everyone has a good and successful school year, not just for the students, but also for the teachers and the administrators, because they need encouragement too. So last week, if you missed last week, we talked about getting the kids ready for back to school, what lessons were you going to teach them for the school year, not necessarily the parents. So we're kind of going along with this whole kids back to school and family and everything else. So tonight's conundrum came directly from a homework assignment last night. Yeah, my son's been back in school since last week, and he has had homework since his first day. Can you believe it? Yeah, that's the same thing we said. Hey, welcome back to school. But so he had a homework assignment last night, and the homework assignment was a two-part. He had to do an interview, and he had to do a timeline, and the timeline was about his life. And from start to, you know, from birth to the next day when the assignment was due. And so we sat down and did the timeline and, you know, went through some times and figured what he wanted to put on. So, of course, I mean, he has 10 years. I told him, I said, listen, you got a lot going on in 10 years. And he said, well, Mom, I don't want to put that much. So we looked at it and we did the birth and his schooling. And one of the times that we put it was around the same amount of time that his grandfather had passed, my father. So I asked him, did you want to do into that? And he said, no, I don't really want to share that. I'm like, okay. So over the summer, you know, I told you guys I took a time out, and we went on vacation, took him to Disneyland, and it was awesome. So we did put that on the timeline, so that was cool. Then the second part of the homework was to interview or find out if someone in the family wasn't born and raised in the city that you grew up in, the city that you were born in. And he said, well, Mom, you know, everybody's from Philly. He said, we have anybody that's not from Philly, that wasn't born in Philly? And I said, well, how about you lucked up and just look at your father and your grandmother on his father's side? He's like, really? So I said, yeah, why don't you? And I got ready to start the whole conversation and telling him the history of his dad, but I said, listen, your dad, you know, is right here. Go and ask him. So that's the question for tonight. That all of that brings us to the conundrum. What are your roots? What story are you telling your children? What story are you telling your children? And again, the phone number is 347-826-9723. Press the number 1. If you're online, you can definitely send me a message via Facebook. But that's the question, what story are you telling? So First of all, he was so shocked. The look on his face, like, I can't believe it. Somebody in my family, because he didn't think that he would be able to find somebody in the family that wasn't born and raised here. And in a lot of cases, that's the truth. But, you know, if you go into the history, especially with African Americans, somewhere along the line, somebody is not from the original city or wherever you are. They came from somewhere. But so he was asking his father, and because, like I said, I started the question. I started telling the whole story, and then I said, well, stop, tell your dad. So I told him, I said, you know, your dad was about your age when he came to Philly from another state. And then I said, all right, well, ask your dad the rest. So he went back. He was so, the look on his face was so hysterical because he was, like, so excited. He was, like, running back and forth, like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it. First of all, he was excited. Then he couldn't get over this whole concept that at some point in time his dad was his age. So that was that was funny in itself. And then the fact that his dad came to a city where he was born at the same age that he is now. So that was, you know, the excitement from it. So his dad began telling the story. And then, so he's coming back and telling me, Mom, did you know that dad? And I'm like, yeah, I knew that. He said, but why did dad come? I said, well, why don't you ask dad? So he goes, run back and ask dad again. Dad says, well, the better answer for that, since you have it, is go ask your grandma. Then he comes running back in, Grammy, and he starts asking Grammy. So we're going back and forth. I'm watching him just as excited as he could be. And I got to thinking, like, me growing up, and same thing with his dad, we knew about family, especially, you know, the ones who were living and the ones who were deceased, because somebody was always telling a story. I know definitely in my family, someone was always telling a story about someone in the family from way back in the day, you know what I mean? And somebody was always telling a story about somebody in the family, even if they were currently living. And it was funny because it was like, okay, I knew. And just watching him going through this process, it got me to thinking, like, well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, there's probably somebody out there who hasn't told their child all of their story, all of their history, either because it might have been too painful or they don't remember a lot or they don't even know the history. Like, I look on the flip side to my father's side of the family, and I'm just, as I'm getting older, and now that he's passed on, I'm finding out more things about the family. Like, I knew my mother's family because there wasn't a day someone wasn't telling a story past the present. About someone in the family, but it wasn't the same story, you know, it wasn't the same thing with my father. I heard things, tits and bits here and there, and usually catch stuff at the funerals, because that's when people from way back then come back, and then they tell you, oh, I remember you when you were just a little, and this, that, and other thing, da-da-da-da-da-da. So I got to thinking, like, well, how much do we tell our kids, and do we even tell our kids? Because they need to know where they come from. Even if where they come from, you know, may not be all that great, they still need to know where they come from so they didn't understand who they are, what they're about, what kind of heritage they come from, what kind of people they come from. You know, just, I think that's something that kids need to know. They need to know who, where they come so they can know where they're going. You know what I mean? So the question is, like, what are your roots? And are you telling your kids your story? Are you telling the kids the story about your family? 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Press the number 1 to get in on the conversation. If you're listening online, you can definitely check us out and send us an instant message via Facebook, whether it's through Hannah Footprints or if it's through Ricky Jones. One of the two. I'll definitely get it. Oh, we just got someone. All right. As always, we get our Facebook folks. Love my Facebook folks, especially giving shout outs to the folks in the DC, Maryland, Virginia, Texas area. Thank you so much for always supporting. Appreciate it. Shout out to Chicago because I see a couple of you all tweeting. All right. So now I have one comment from my Facebook buddy who says, I started telling my children, well, I would tell them stories here and there, you know, just about different things. But I really started getting into it when we signed up for Ancestry.com. my child had a project to do to find out if they had a shield for their family, like a crest. So we got on Ancestry.com and started the research, and it was really cool to find out people that I didn't even know were in the family, people, you know, names I'd never heard of. And that is, thank you so much, Facebook fan, thank you. And that is so true, because Ancestry, if you haven't gotten on Ancestry.com or any of these genealogical sites, it really is fascinating to see who's related and the fact that they can pull up different things. I know there's a show, I forget what network it's on, but it is so cool. Like, who am I really? I think that's the name of the show, where they go through these celebrities and they find out what's in their family, who's in their family history. And it's like, oh, my God, I didn't even, now here these are people who are famous and all of this and all that. You would think that they would know their family history and where they come from. But here they're doing the research like everyone else and trying to figure out who they are and where they come from. And I think that is so important that people do know, you know, the grandmother. And not only just knowing your history as far as who you are and where you're from, but it also helps you with knowing family history, you know, family medical history. Because I swear, even though it's terrible, it's funny, and it's all the same thing, you start digging and finding out what your family medical history is, you're like, good Lord, everybody had something. But it also makes you appreciate why you have to go get your screenings and why you have to do, you know, make sure that you know your blood type and your kid's type and things of that nature. Because you really never know if you need transfusions, all of that. So telling the stories. I think, too, also telling, like, my son on his mother's side doesn't have a grandmother, doesn't have a grandfather. So his grandmother passed first, so way before he was even thought of. So I tried on a regular basis to tell him. I show him pictures. I show him just different things, tell him different stories about his grandmother, how she was as an educator, how she was as a lady. And I tell him, I encourage him, hey, you still have your great-grandmother, you know, which was her mother. So sit down and have that conversation with your great-grandmother while she's still here. And the fact that he has that generation, you know, you have a grand aunt, you have a great grandmother, you have cousins. So it's cool. You have uncles. You have that so people can tell you and you can get different perspectives. And I think that's really cool too, because when they start to discover and they start coming into their own, and sometimes if they recognize, oh, wow, that person looks just like me, or I look just like that person, I really believe that gives that child or their children, and even as they become teenagers, that sense of ownership, that sense of feeling like they belong somewhere. 347-826-9723. 347-826-9723. Of course, we're having technical difficulties, but that's okay. We always work through those. Anyway, so got another message from one of our faithful in Facebook. They're saying that they were adopted, and a lot of what they learned was from their adoptive family. And as they became older, they wanted to find out, you know, as they looked at pictures and realized, you know, and they found out they were adopted, they wanted to know more about their biological. So they, of course, they sent out, she says, I sent out, you know, like normal people do on the quest to find out who's who and what's what. And I was able to not necessarily get a hold of my biological parents, but their siblings. I was able to reach out to their siblings and was able to find out more about my biological parents and what city, and come to find out, you know, I was born. Oh, wow, our friend is saying that I was born in a different country and that, you know, parents had moved here before they gave me up for adoption. So to even go and discover the country that I'm originally from was amazing. It still is amazing because I'm still finding out new things. And that is amazing. That really is amazing. Thank you so much. So what are you telling your kids? What are you sharing with them? Have you even thought about sharing anything with them? Because, I mean, we don't. I mean, we're so busy. Sometimes we're so busy we don't even seem to think. And especially if our childhood wasn't that great. I know of a couple of people who their childhood wasn't all that fantastic for whatever reason or another. And they just don't share too much with their children. You know, they share the basics. They were kids, and then now they're grown. So it's like, okay. And when you're dating, sometimes, that's the other thing, too. When you're dating, sometimes you may want to ask the person that you're dating, what's their history, what's in their roots. Not because you're, you know, trying to figure out, oh, something spooky or scary about them. No, it's not necessarily that. It's that way you can have a commonality, a connection with them, something that you can have to say, oh, we have this in common, or we share this in favor. Like, my grandfather was a big portion of my life, you know. There was popping and there was daddy. I was very close to my grandfather. My son's father, he was close to his grandfather. So it's the commonality that you want to share. And then, you know, asking people what their history is, asking people what their stories are. You'd be amazed to find out the things that you can find out in people's stories and in their background. It's fascinating. It really is fascinating. And to me, those are the kind of things that you should share with your children. I don't know why we're having technical difficulties. I'm getting my Facebook messages, but I'm having technical difficulties with the Blog Talk part of it. So you guys who are listening on Blog Talk, while you're listening, go to Ricky Jones on Facebook or Hannah Footprints if you want to put your message in. Got another Facebook message. Yeah, Ricky, I was pressing one. It didn't seem like you were able to get in. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, and the comment is, I never even thought about the stories and my history. And, you know, I just usually told my kids about high school because that was the most memorable time of my life, but I never even really thought about pulling out the yearbook or even thinking about what kind of stories I should tell my kids. It seems like you live your life and you're watching your kids, and it doesn't seem to dawn on you to tell them your experiences until they get to hit whatever experiences they have. And this is true. This is definitely true. You know, the first time your child falls in love and it brings back memories of your first love, and your first kiss. And you don't think that before then you share that story and how they felt until you get there. It's like you're living in the moment. And as soon as you're living in the moment with the kids, it's like, oh, my gosh, here I am all over again. And it's crazy. It really is crazy. 347, thank you. Thank you so much for that comment. 347-826. And we are really having issues tonight. 347-826-9723. That's great. I mean, that's okay. We can have our issues, but as long as you guys can go ahead and send me messages through Facebook, we're good to go. So my son did his outline, and he did his interview, and it was so funny because I had the chance to kind of proofread it before he put it to final pen and paper. And it was funny, while we were having the discussion, he said, well, Mommy, I can do math. And Dad was 10, so that means Grammy had to be in her 20s. And I'm like, oh, Lord, please don't write that down. No, Grammy was not in her 20s. You didn't do that math correctly. Like, well, and he's like, well, wait a minute, Mom, I did do it correctly. Because Dad is, I said, listen, just ask if you're not sure how old everyone is. Because he said, well, how old is Grammy? 70-something? I said, oh, Lord, please don't tell. Don't say that to your grandmother because she is nowhere in her 70s. Please. It's funny how they think you're so dinosaur-ish and rotten in your age. It's hilarious. I said, no, please at least get your facts and numbers, some of your numbers right. Because at least if you're going to tell the story, halfway tell it right. And it was funny because his dad said, well, even if he didn't get all the facts completely straight, at least he has a start. And I said, well, yeah, that's true. That's true. He has a start. He has a foundation. So where are you guys starting? What are you guys doing? What story are you telling to your kids? And if you're not, please, by all means, tell them. Tell them, tell them, tell them. Tell them your story. Tell them where they come from. Tell them who they are. And some of you all have some really infamous people. You know, one of the stories that I think I told my son was about my great-grandmother, his great-grandmother's mother, about how she was a heck of a gardener. She had this big lot in the city, and she was a gardener, and she would give food, you know, the fruits and the vegetables of her labor to the people in the neighborhood. But on many occasions, she's won different awards for having such a wonderful garden from the Horticultural Society. So he was like, really? For growing plants and vegetables and stuff? And I was like, yeah. He said, what? Yeah, and he's funny because they give these big, when you're telling them the stories and they have these big imaginations and they're trying to visualize it, to me, that is such a wonderful experience. So I'm telling him, yeah, your great-great-grandmother had a garden and she would, you know, plant and she won awards. And he was like, well, Mom, what did she have? Gigantic vegetables? I mean, were they bigger than the house? Were they bigger than life? And I'm like, no, but the excitement, and it was funny, you know, the excitement of telling that story and the fact that he can say, well, somebody in my family had a garden. His dad is great at carpentry, and he asked his dad, well, where did you learn? And his dad said, well, you know, people in the family. And he started telling the story. And it just was amazing to watch his face. And, you know, when we're sitting at dinner, or if we go, like if he goes and hangs out with my side of the family, or if he goes and hangs out with dad's side of the family, it's amazing to see, like, oh my gosh, it's like the wheels are turning. And that's what I love about it. And that's why I'm a firm believer in, to know where your kid is going. He has to know who he comes from. Who does he come from? And even, you know, even if it's a story of, yeah, okay, your dad was a convict or your mom was a convict, you can tell them that story too. You don't have to give the graphic details, but unless you really want to. But listen, you can also use that from a standpoint of, this is what you need not to do. This is how, you know, you don't want to live your life like that. And you don't have to do it in a way that you're downplaying or disrespecting the person. But the kids need to know that too. Because one day they're going to come with the questions. Don't think that they don't. They have questions. They talk to their friends at school. They hear stuff in school. They learn things in school. And they try to see how they fit in this big world and how they fit in the grand scheme of things. So they're going to ask you questions. So those of you who may have blended families, some of the kids will, you know, they'll ask you, you know, Mom, is grandmom your mom or dad's mom or, you know, just whatever. And don't be ashamed to say it. Like, listen, it's a blended family and we all love each other. And that's what it's all about. It's all about really the life lessons that you want your children to take, the lessons that you want your children to have, and to give them a sense of pride. Whether, like I said, whether the background is bad or you didn't appreciate it or you didn't like it, still give that to your kids. Give it to your kids so they can understand, all right, I understand that we might have been broke, or, you know, Mom had to work 5 jobs or whatever the case, or Dad had to always travel to get to where he had to be, or Uncle had to do this and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. Whatever's in your family, good, bad, or indifferent, tell the children. Give them something. Give them something. Give them a leg to stand on. If nothing else, give them some type of identity, some type of something to stand on. I would keep saying try 347-826-9723, but we're having difficulties for some odd reason. But you guys that are still online with us just got another message. Telling the stories is so true, even if the ones are hurtful. And one of our family on Facebook said, I've shared things that have happened to me. I have 6 daughters. Ooh, God bless you with the 6 daughters. Ooh. And they're at different ages, and at least 3 of them are at the dating age. And I did share my background and my tragedy. I was abused, and I shared that with them not to scare them and not to have them look down on anyone, but I did share them because they need to be aware and to be, it's okay to fall in love because that's what you do, but just always be careful. So those are the stories. Those are the things that I try to share with my kids. Yeah, guess what? Some things in this life are not that fantastic. They're not. Thank you. Thank you to that Facebook messenger. Thank you. No, some things in our life are not that fantastic. One of the things with me and my son is that he asked me about his grandmother. And he asked me one day, just out the blue, I think it might have been for school or just out the blue. He asked me one day, he said, Mom, what was the worst day of your life or the worst time you ever had in your life? I don't know where that question came from. And I don't even know what we were having a discussion on. And I told him, I said, for me at this point in time, looking back at everything, I said it would have to be the day that his grandmother passed. And for the first time, and it had been, it wasn't too long that he asked this question, but for the first time, I think, since he's been born, that I actually told him the exact story of how the whole day, I relived the entire day of my mother's passing. And that's the first time that I really had done that in a long, long time. It'll be about 20 years. And it has been a long time since I really gave vivid description. I mean, I actually told it as if I was reliving it that day, because it seems like I remember everything, the scent, the smell, the everything about that entire day. And at the end of it, I remember I cried a little bit, and I said, but you know what? At the end of the day, I said, even though it was one of the worst days of my life, what I learned from it and then the fact that I got him out of it and the fact that anytime I do miss him, I can look at him either in his face or look at his sleep. It's just, I got something from it and the lessons. And I told him, I said, even though I miss her is not a day, the life lessons that I have and the love that I have and all the good experiences and all the ugly experiences that we've had together, listen, that keeps me going. So I told, you know, and then we got into the whole lesson. He said to me, well, Mom, you know, I would miss you. I'd miss you and Dad when y'all go. And I said, you're supposed to. You're supposed to, and it happened. I said, but you keep on living. I said, just like Mommy kept on living, you keep on living. So I think those are the kind of things, whether it's good or bad, that you share with your kids, because in your life lessons and in the stories of your family and the roots that you have, you can share those with your kids. And like I said before, to me, I think it helps the kids have a leg to stand on, have an identity, have something to go with that they truly, truly can say, this is me, and I'm so glad that I am who I am, and nothing can deter me from that. So, wow, 30 minutes really goes by quick, doesn't it? I truly have enjoyed it. I mean, really, really. I have enjoyed it with you guys. I'm going to continue the conversation on Facebook. If you guys want to continue the conversation, I will definitely be there. But thank you so much for calling in. I know you guys couldn't get in to share, but definitely share on Facebook. Those of you who are online, thank you so very much. Lord willing, we'll do this next Wednesday. Definitely tune in to Hannah Footprints right here on blogtalkradio.com. We're doing a special time this Saturday at 3 p.m., so that's going to be fantastic. Can't wait to get into that. So be right here at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. If you want to follow me or hit me up, you know I am on Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all under Ricky Jones. Make sure to like the Hand and Footprint and 15-Minute Conundrum page on Facebook. Thank you guys so very much. Thank you for being with me. And like I said, continue the conversation. Give the kids the roots. See you next week.